We're going to start again. Element Hadar, last line, Nun Ches Amid Aleph. Nun Ches Amid Aleph. Element Hadar. We're going to try to prove the Shailen again. Shaila, can Gedulim be Mevatel the Iker? And again, we're learning like the Rush, that the Gedulim remain what they are. If the Gedulim are Iser, they don't change it to Heter. If Gedulim are Heter, they don't change it to Iser. The question is, can they change the Iker? That was the question at hand. That Yishmol Kvar Yama or Kvar Diyama asked. That was the Shaila. Again, other Rishonim argued on the Rush, but since we learned like the Rush's question was it was one way, not both ways. That's the Rush's way of learning. Meaning the Iker will not be Mevatel the Gedulim. The question is, will the Gedulim be Mevatel the Iker? So that was the question. Element Adah. We're going to try to prove it from this friend, the Tanya. Somebody's pruning with a kusi, the chasoyas. And chasoyas are kinds of growth that are like onions, garlic, things that zarei is not kala, because the Gemara is going to try zarei kala and come back and say, So I don't know the exact translation of chasoyas. Art school probably has a nice word in English that nobody understands anyway, and therefore it's chasoyas. What does he say? Okay, that means he didn't even know either what word to use.
There's an explanation.
I understand. I also can explain it. I just wanted to look for the word. He can treat it like he would treat any new growing, meaning you don't have to sit there and worry that maybe the kusi planted tevel, which means he had processed it, got it to the Gemar Malacha, and then replanted it, which would create a problem, because that would be growing from tevel. He doesn't have to worry about that, because we're not chayshed him for that, or we don't have to worry about it. The statistics don't lead us to worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's what the Braisa says. Treat it like every new grown vegetable. Umaiser vadai. As you can take maizer, it's not demar, it's not a question. 100% vadai. You take trumas and maizers. Do whatever you do to when you grow those things. No difference when the kusi grows them and you grow them.
What are you worried about the kusi?
What?
What are you worried about with the kusi?
We sometimes worry about kusi not doing halacha. Here the Braisa says.
What are we not worried about that he
had taken vegetables that were already at the chi of maizer, had not taken maizer, and replanted them. And that would be tevo, and what would be growing would be growing from tevo. When you plant, you take it to the Gemar Malacha, you take trumas and maizers, so what you have left over is chulin, and you plant chulin. So whatever grows is now going to be chayiv when it gets to Gemar Malacha. Till then, you can snack from it. Because it's not tevo now, it hasn't become tevo till Gemar Malacha. The kusi might, that was the fear, which the Bryce is dismissing, might have not taken miser, might have planted it after it was already tevo, and not taken miser, and replanted it, and then whatever grew would already be usher for tevo from the moment of its growth, and you would not be able to snack. So the Bryce is telling me, not your problem. Don't worry about it. Chazal weren't worried about it. Don't make problems. Chazal didn't. Zog the Rush. What is Menachesh? You rip out some. To give more room for the leftovers. They should grow well. Like a worker. Why is he eating? He's a worker. He eats while he's working. And tevel is not a problem because it hasn't been processed to Gemar Malacha yet. Lemaiser. Now, what would have been the problem? We're not afraid that the kusi planted tevel gummer. The kaimelon the gedula shel tevel lusser. Avakilus haroi. We paskin the gedula tevel tevel and it's lusser even with a snack. Don't worry about it. That's what the bride says telling me. Don't worry about that problem. What if he decides to make a meal? Or he bought it from a kusi who doesn't give maaser from what he sells. Kusim have a unique thing. They don't worry about lifnei iver. They don't care if they make somebody else do an aveira, as long as they don't do an aveira. So when they sell their grain, they don't separate Meiser before they sell it. So whenever you buy from a Kusi, you say it didn't have Meiser taken off. So over here, this is, right, it doesn't take Meiser from what he sells. So you take Meiser Vadai, meaning don't view this as a Suffolk. It is not a Suffolk. It never was Teva when it was planted. It was Vadai Chulim. Therefore, whatever grows is treated like every other growth in your backyard. Then you take Meiser Vadai when it gets to the stage of Gemar Melacha, and don't worry about it beforehand. That's what the Brisa is saying. Reb Shimon Blazer Reimer, in Yisrael Chashed Al Shvias. What do we have a Yid that we either are very worried or know, the Rush says, that he plants Shemitah fruit? Either we saw Chashed, the Rush says it could be even if you know 100%, that he planted Shemitah fruit. L'maitzeh Shvias L'ter. Anyway, when it grows into the eighth year, the Gedulim are Mevato Deikr. So it's no longer Shemitah. That's what Reb Shimon ben Elazar says. That's your proof. It's pretty direct. That's your proof. The Memra, the Gedulah had to Marlon this answer. And now this is not a Chumrah. This is a Kula. We're saying it's no longer Shemitah. That means the Gedulim in the eighth year were Mepato Deikr. Let's read the Rush. Imhai Yisrael Chashed Al HaShvuas. V'yesh Loch Hashem Beperes Eilu Gad L'Bishvias. Right, Ashvias, I should say. It was grew in Shemitah. L'mayt Zeshvias Mutarim K'nizbat L'Beroyim Gedulei Heter. Zog Derash. V'lav Davka Chashed. It's not only if possibly he did it. Hu Adin Nami Imhai Peres Shvias Vadai. Even if we're 100% sure that he planted Peres Shvias, it picks the regular. People who don't keep Shemitah have Perish Shemitah. Meaning a guy that's Chashen, if we were worried about Vadai Shemitah, we would be worried about the Chashen also. So even though the Brisa uses the term Chashen, which seems to indicate we don't know for sure, Dr. Rush, it's not because of that. We know for sure. Chashid, just, we know, a Chashid has it. A non-Chashid, why would we think he has Perish Mita? A Chashid, we can assume plants in Perish Mita. But the Rush is saying, don't think it's a possibility. It's not a Suffolk, it's a Vadai Shmita, and still it's Batul. The Rush is trying to preclude an answer. Because you could have said, if we know it's Shmita, it's not Batul. It's a Suffolk, so maybe we're Megal. No, the Rush, that's not the case. Chashid al Shmita means, even if it's Vadai Shmita. That's what the Rush is trying to... He's trying to stop you from giving an answer.
There's no beer here?
There's no beer on that? It's Batu. Dulei Shmidas or Mevatua. Not like we learned yesterday.
So that's
the exact trial that he tested? 100%. That's like the exact proof. That's what the Gemara is doing. You're right, 100%. It's an exact proof. Now, this is not like the Brisa yesterday that said that it's not Mevatel to the Iker, and we said Lechumra, right? That Gedilish, there was the opposite. It was Shishis going into Shvias. No, there was a case of six going into seven, and we said the Gedulim are Mevatel to the Iker, but we didn't prove it from there because that was a Chumra. But this is a Kula. This is seven going into eight. And with the Gemara, now we're going to try to give answers. We'll try one, we'll dismiss it. We'll try two, we'll dismiss it.
Why this is not true? Why this is not a proof?
Why it's not a proof? That's our job. Again, proof means 100%. If there's any possibility that it's not shot, then it's not a proof. That's all we have to do is create doubt. This is like a court case. The defense does not have to prove innocence. The defense has to create doubt. When you try to prove a Shiloh, all the Gemara has to do is create doubt. It does not have to prove that that shot is wrong. Just has to say, possibly not, that it's not a proof. That's exactly all kinds of rayas. Every raya has to be that there's no other shot. The minute you offer a possible other shot, it's not a raya. Create doubt. That's the job of them. The Gemara slugs up rayas. All the Gemara has to do is create doubt. And for the Gemara, the Duma, the Davish is Arikala. Maybe Chesoyas is something that the seed goes away, meaning maybe there's a difference between an onion and a grain of wheat. A grain of wheat that disintegrates in the ground, there Gedulim are Mavato the Iker. But hey, so you don't have to worry about the Shemitah, because the Shemitah disintegrates in the ground. Hold a second. Why don't we learn? Give me a chance. Mashenti Chesoyas is an onion. Onions don't disintegrate. I'm sorry. No, Chesoyas is wheat. Chesoyas is barley. Things that grow disintegrate into the ground. And therefore, that's why the Raisa said, don't worry about Shemitah. But onions might be different, because it's ain't Zarikala. Zap the Gemara. The Duma, the Davish is Zarikala. So before anybody jumps on me, Hatanya, the Raisa says, Eluhana Chesoyas, and Aluf Hashum Vabtalim. The examples of Chesoyas are all ain't Zarikala. That's what Chesoyas means. Meaning, you translate Chesoyas as wheat and barley? No, it's not what the Braisa says. So obviously your answer is wrong. Don't tell me that the Braisa means things that disintegrate when the Braisa itself explains Chesoyas as meaning things that don't disintegrate. So we rejected that answer. So that's not a way out. Dr. Rush. Kikamer Shimon Badovish is Arikola. I will bustle the Yishmol. Yishmol's onion. Yishmol is Kvaryama, his onion. Ain Zarikala. Remember the Gdulim stick. That's what the Gemara attempts to say. Zuck the Gemara. Haluf, min kitnisu. Rashi translates, the Rush translates what luf is. The kind of kitnis, mean, vein Zarikala. Don't ask me what it is. I don't know. Does Arsko say what luf is? Or does he say luf? Luf, okay. The Duma, right. Now the Gemara, yes.
You see,
that recovery
is no more
eatery. That's why it's bottle. That's why the bride said you can eat it.
But it grew from
Shemitah.
That's new stuff.
That's what the Gemara is, exactly what the Gemara is answering. You wanted to prove Gedulim or Mavato Iker. Not true. There is no Iker. Yeah. Did it say, excuse me, when you read the Braisa, did it say a word about Bittul? It said, in Yisrael, Chachar, Ashvus, Lomay, Tishvius, Mutar. Did it say why? That's how we learned, because we think the onion's still around. But the Gemara answered that the Braisa is only talking about something that this Iker is not around anymore. I don't need Bittul. It's gone. In the answer to Gemara, the Chesoyas is wheat and barley. So then I don't need Gedulim to be Mavato the Iker. There is no Iker. That's what he's citing. But the Braisa never said the word Bittul. Just said it's Mutter.
All right, so the answer is we're talking about the whole Braisa, whatever you're talking about, Chesoyas.
That's what the Braisa is talking about. It says, I'm an Akashi Bechutzi Bechesoyas. Isn't that what it's talking about? I'm not introducing that. That's in the Braisa. And the Gemara answers, no, Chesoyas is something that ain't Zarikala. You're mistranslating the word Chesoyas. The Braisa translates it differently. What? So the Raya is still good. So we're not good. Because if you have a Raya from a Braisa, then you have Kasha and Amaroyim that said Gedulim are not about to the Iker. I don't know what you consider good or not good. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We had a machloikis. So if you have a Raya one way, you have Shver one Amaira. When you have a Raya the other way, you have Shver the other Amaira. So in order to make everybody happy, you have to come up with Terutzim and all the Raya. So I don't know, when you say the word we're good or not good.
It was the case that it was not about it. It was the case that it is about
me. Right.
It was the case that it's not about
me. We have met a Raya that way from a Braisa. But Rabbi Yechanan had said that when you plant a Batsu in a vineyard and you uproot the vineyard, the Batsu remains us or even the new stuff that grows. We had the case of Arla when you put we had cases.
Yeah, right.
Yes. After.
Rabbis Kavnet and Hertzka define both Chesoyas and Luth as the finale of the family.
Exactly, I knew that would happen. Right. Exactly.
If we want to know what it's called, we're always looking for something.
Okay.
It's onion. An onion is not a herb.
I didn't say it's an herb.
It's a vegetable.
It's a vegetable? It's not a vegetable?
No, you can eat an onion and make
broth
on it.
You
can't eat herbs and make
broth. It's a vegetable. I never said the word herbs. I never say herbs. Herbs are not my regular vocabulary. I'm not allowed to eat herbal tea anymore because of my kidney transplant. That's one of the things that is not good for kidney rejection, is herbal tea. So it's totally out of my vocabulary.
Okay, I'm not going to go there.
Here comes another answer. Maybe the bride is talking about you took it out of the ground, chopped it up, and therefore it's not gedulim and an ikar anymore. It's a regular mixture, like we answered on the brisa before, that it's not that in the ground it's mevatel. You took it out of the ground, and now the gedulim are butter, the ikar is usher, you chop it up and mix it up. It's like mixing this onion with other onions. The gedulim are not mevatel the ikar. The ikar is usher.
Are we talking
about the
usher? How could you eat the mixture then? It's butter, you have more gedulim than ikar. And you mixed it. It's like you have an apple that's usher that's mixed with other apples. Again, we wanted to prove that the ikar is batul while it's growing, that the gedulim are mala the ikar. Maybe not. The ikar remains usher. The gedulim are mutter. You take it out of the ground, you now chop it up, and you have a good mixture like apples and apples. You have onions and onions. Who says the gedulim are batul the ikar? Maybe the ikar remains usher. And while it's in the ground, the ikar is usher, and the gedulim are mutter because they're not mixed together. You took it out of the ground, you chopped it up, and now it's a regular mixture. So it's batel. Zakter Rush. Meduma b'metuchanim, shedarkan, he chopped them up. The arvim and peyraisav, he mixed it with other things, b'teilim, and nice time, and they're batel 1 in 60. Because chopped up things are considered like liquid, and we say it's homogenous. And therefore, I learned that word yesterday in this. Therefore, it's batel 1 in 60. Zogt Gemara weiter. You can't say that because chashen al shvias ketani. Why would the guy work on this? Why would he chop his onions up? People chop their onions up to avoid eating isser. This guy doesn't care about Shemitah. We're talking about a guy that doesn't care about Shemitah. So why are you assuming that the case of the Brisa, about a guy who doesn't care about Shemitah, it's mutter if he chops it up? If you were talking about a frum yid, and he's worried about Shemitah, so he goes and chops it up to get out of the issue, even though he's doing wrong. He's not supposed to do it for that purpose. But he did it. So now you can say it's mutter for everybody else besides for him. But if you tell me he's a guy that doesn't care about Shemitah, why would the Brisa talk about a case of chopped up? The guy that doesn't care about Shemitah doesn't care to chop them up. And the bride says, Mashmid, you can eat the whole thing. You don't have to worry about the ikar, which means gedulim are mala the ikar, gedulim are mevatel to the ikar.
Is this still a case about the Yisrael, a good Yisrael working for a
community? No, no, that was the first. We never talked about that. I mean, we mentioned the first two lines and then we left it.
Okay.
If the middle lines are talking about something else completely. He said, a guy that does Shemitah, doesn't worry about Shemitah, plants a Shemitah fruit, whatever grows, you can eat the whole thing. How can you eat the whole thing? What group you planted was Shemitah. Everything can do them about to the acre. We answered, maybe you can do them not about to the acre, but he chopped it up. Now that would make sense if the guy cares about Shemitah, he would chop it up to do bitter, and I'll give an analogy in a second. But maybe this guy, he doesn't care about Shemitah, why would he chop it up? Let me give an example. Some people make a mistake. They buy broccoli without a hechsher, and they say, no problem with bugs. I'll grind it. What do you call? You put it in the grinder, grind it up. But you grind it up, right? And now there's no more bugs. The bugs are gone. I mean, they're cut up. They're not a berry anymore. They're bottle. That's usher. Because you can put bottle in the chatzila. But you're no longer eating bugs. The guy who did it can't eat it, but anybody else can. So there's a hechsher. If you're grinding it up not to be mevatel it, but because you want to make a smoothie, so then you're not grinding it up to get rid of the bugs. You're grinding it up to make the smoothie, whether there would be bugs there or not. So then it's mutter. But if you're grinding it up just to get out of the yisr, so it's a dalach is, you're not allowed to do that. It's a mevatel yisr l'chatzila. That's what you're doing. Now, a guy that cares about Shemitah might grind up the onions in order not to have to worry about the Shemitah onion. He grinds them up, mixes it, no problem with Shemitah. He violated an Isser being Mevatel Isser L'chatchila, but he got rid of Shemitah. Right? Now, if he did it because he needs ground up onions for his dish, that would have been mutter. But he didn't do it for that. He did. Now, the Gemara's response to that is, we're talking about a guy who doesn't care about Shemitah. He would eat broccoli plain. He doesn't care about bugs.
Why would he chop it up?
Why would he chop it up? Yes.
What is the case here? Who's doing the grinding up or the chopping up?
The guy who planted it, the guy who owns it.
Who's
Kashan Al Shemitah? Again, I told you the first line was Kusi, then we left Kusi.
So here's a regular yid.
Who doesn't care about Shemitah. He's a Kashan Al Shemitah. That's what it is. That's what the price is bad. He's a yid. One minute. Is a fry yid a Kusi?
Yes.
No.
No.
Chas v'shalom.
I don't know who
was. Kusi was a nation. Kusi was a nation of people.
Oh, that's right. There was one. Yeah.
Kusi does not mean a fry yid. Hold a second.
I forgot.
He's not a fry yid. The Chashan Al Shmias is also from a yid. It's one thing he doesn't care about. I don't know. We call people that don't care about what it's from. But call him what you want. He doesn't care. Yes. Dr. Bray.
So Shemitah is one Isser, but eating bugs is five Isserim, so it can make the leap.
No difference. I just was trying to bring an analogy of people that do things they've been about to answer.
Okay.
So I was trying to show. The guy who doesn't care about bugs won't grind it up to get rid of the bugs. The guy who's grinding it up to get rid of the bugs cares about the bugs, but he's not allowed to do it for that reason. That's all I was trying to show that. That's all. You can eat the smoothie. Right, exactly. What? I don't know. You'll have to check it. Sip is not as that. Don't count the kusi for a minion. Okay. You want to know if you can count the fryer guy for a minion? So that's a big tshuva from Rabbi Sherif from his alma. They all talk about this. The entire fryer people, Rabbi Sherif's matter. For certain things, not for other things. It's a whole complicated. It's a very complicated tshuva, but not for now. Yes.
No, I did not know that one. I'd assume that as long as you are circumcised to make...
No, we're talking about Mechalel Shabbos for Hesha, but they're Tinnik Shanishvahs, not Tinnik... Gets involved in all kinds of different things. This is... Sechtus Nadarim is not talking about this right now. And for the Gemara Vayta, Bedilma B'taruvas. Now we're trying to pick a different case. Maybe that which it says Maitzeh Shvius, it's mutter, that means to eat it in his house with other onions. So you don't have to assume that every onion he has was Shemitah onions. That's what it means. You're eating in his house. He invited you. He served you a dish with onions. So now you stop and think, this guy's Chashan Al Shvius. Are the onions I'm eating Shemitah? Probably not. Maybe yes. Maybe no. Don't worry about it. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe that's what it means that a guy is chashan al shvius in the eighth year, it's mutter. It's mutter because he has eighth year onions. He has other onions. Not all the onions came from Shemitah. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to eat it, because he mixed them together when he made whatever dish he did. Not that he's chopping it up to get rid of an isser. He had the onions. He didn't care about Shemitah, but he has new onions too. Zakhtaraj, v'dumah v'tarubas. He mixes all his onions together. Why not? Even he would mix the onions together. And most of his onions are probably new onions from the eighth year. Probably, and therefore you can eat them. Maybe it has nothing to do with gedulim being mevato the ikar. Maybe by itself it would be usher. Zok de Gemara. Hamenachish ketani, but the beginning of the story was he was pruning. We're assuming that this guy is still pruning those onions that the guy who is chashan al shvius planted, and he can eat it into the eighth year. Now at that point, it's not mixed with anything. So why can he prune? Why can he eat it while he prunes?
When is he pruning?
The beginning of the bright, the first word on the page. No, with the chashan al shvius, but it's still the case of pruning. The first case was he was pruning with a kusi, and the second case he's pruning with a chashan al shvius.
You're assuming that.
That's what the Gemara is assuming, not me.
There even I would
So you're still in the seventh year?
In your eighth year. And there's more gedulim.
And you're in the eighth year.
Well, that's the case.
Right.
The gedulim of the eighth year are mevatel the ikar of the seventh year. Obviously, if it were the seventh year, you wouldn't be pruning.
Okay, this guy doesn't care.
Not the guy that's pruning. The guy that's pruning is an employee. He's the one that has the shiloh. The guy that didn't care, we wouldn't be talking about. He's not asking the shiloh. The guy is pruning, calls up his rabbi. The guy hired me to prune his onions, who which started growing in the seventh year, is now into the eighth year, has grown more gedulim than ikar. Am I allowed to eat it while I prune? And the rabbi says yes. Now that you can't tell me is tarubas. You can't tell me muduchanim. By the way, that would have slugged up all the answers. You can't tell me muduchanim. Those answers are out the door. So we're back to the proof. And there's no way out so far.
Why can't it? How have we stuck up this last answer?
It's when a guy prunes. Is it mixed with other things? When he's pruning an onion that grew and started growing in the seventh year and added gedulim in the eighth year, is this mixed with other onions?
No.
So why should he be able to eat it? Must be gedulim is about to the acre. It's chashan al hashvias, and the Rush told me even if it's vaday shvias. That's what the Rush said. If you want to, that's how the Rush explained the brisa. He called the rabbi. He said, "I'm working with a guy who has onions of shemitah that grew into the eighth year."
That's just the fact that the gedulim are more than the
correct. That's the case.
It's a given.
Okay. Zamtarash, Hamanachish Ktani, the Mashmash Aichu Bishas Nichus, Lochinami Abimatsi Lishnuya Kusha the Vuduchanim. That would answer the case of chopped up also. He's pruning. He's obviously not chopped up.
Well, we said he planted it that way.
What?
We said he planted it crushed.
No, that's not the Rush's shot. Here it goes. You learned our scroll. You didn't learn the Rush. The Ron learns that way. I warned you. This is going to be the Rush's job. Do not listen to Rabbeinu Art Scroll. Yes. Good old Rabbeinu Art Scroll learns like the Ron. It's like 10 machloikas in this sugya. And in each case, the Rush does his own thing. He doesn't go by Rabbeinu Art Scroll. Had the Rush learned art school, maybe he would have changed his mind. But meanwhile, he didn't learn art school. What you just did is exactly what I'm afraid of when people will review this. Yes, the Ron learned with the Chana means you planted it with the Chana. But that's not what the Rush said. Not on the Amid Aleph and not on the Amid Beis. By the way, there's a big Ron over here. Well, not big, but he explained it his way. But we're not learning the Ron. So we have no way out of this raya. So it's shver those two amaroim that say gedulim are not mevatel the ikar. Zokta Rush. Leimet have a chuf to the Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yenison. Dami leo gabi orlo ukele akarim dayin gedulim hef temal and esesar. Ask for the Gemara. And again, I'll issue the disclaimer again. The next part of the Gemara, we will learn like the Rush, not like the Rush. This is throughout this whole sugya. And for the Gemara, Shaini Amar Reb Yitzchak, Shaini Shvius, Hayavi Surai Deikark, B'tilat Anami Deikarka. Let me explain. In the case of Kili Akarim and Arla, let's take each of those two cases when the Amaroim said Gedulim were not Mevatel the Ikar. Let's take the case of Arla. You had a fruit of Arla, right? You grafted it into an old tree. And now you have new growth that happened because you grafted it. So gedulim are not mevatel to the ikar. But you created this mixture. You did an action by grafting it into the old tree that now created the mixture of gedulim and ikar. Your action created the mixture. Had you left the young tree alone, there would have never been a mixture of arla and non-arla. It's because you grafted it into an old tree. And the old tree is not arla. And now that's the main tree. So now what grows is not arla. Who made the mixture of the arla and the non-arla? You did by grafting it. By Kili Akarim. It was Kili Akarim. You uprooted the vineyard. So the new onions that go now are not Kili Akarim. Why are they not Kili Akarim? because you uprooted the vineyard. You did an action that created Gedulei Heter. Without your action, there would have never been Gedulei Heter.
Right.
That's not true.
What you did, now it's problematic.
No, that's not true. It was Kiliat Karim. You uprooted the vineyard. What grows now is Mutter.
Yeah, in the first case?
It was Arla. You grafted it into an old tree. What grows now is not Arla. In both cases, your action created Gedulei Heter. In those two cases, Rabbi Yochanan said, Gedulim is not Mavaltu the Iker. How about if you didn't do anything? Naturally, there's Gedulei Heter without an action. It happens on its own.
Perhaps you would agree. Perhaps those
two. That's the difference. Shemitah, what happened? You planted an onion in Shemitah. Nobody did anything. It grows by itself into the eighth year. Hold a second. I planted Shemitah. It's like I planted Arla. It's like I planted Kiliat Karim. In those two cases, had you not done anything, there would be no Gedulei Heter. You, through an action, created Gedulei Heter. When you plant an onion in Shemitah, what makes the Gedulei Heter? Through Rabbeinu Shloilam. He always does everything. But it didn't require a human action for the Gedulei Heter. It's an automatic. You leave the onion in the ground, it will turn into Gedulei Heter. Because the year passed, Rosh Hashanah came, and it's now not Shemitah anymore.
Planting the
shoot
is not considered.
Again, you planted the Arla. Was that considered an action?
Arla was the original tree.
The original tree. Planting the Shemitah is like planting the original tree.
No, but the action, he took a second action.
Here there's no second action.
Per se.
But that's the difference. There an action created Gedulei Heter. Here, natural, it became Gedulei Heter. I'm trying to figure out what's bothering you. Everything you do, it needed an action to begin with. Yes. Maybe, when do Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan say the Gedulei Heter is not Mala the Isser? When you created the Gedulei Heter.
It's not a refutation. You're up to the answer.
It's not a
refutation of those of that opinion.
Exactly. And for the Gemara.
So if Kiraim happens by itself,
who?
Took seeds, and you have Kiraim now.
You made, yeah, that's right, that's fine. That
happened by itself. But
no, it didn't. You planted the onion in the vineyard.
No, I'm talking about, let's say you're a carom, right?
You planted it into a carom.
You planted the carom, but a bird brought seeds.
No, that's not what happened. I don't know why you say that. You planted Kiliat Karim.
I'm asking if that's
makes no difference. That would make no difference. But it's Kiliat Karim. What makes it Heter? You uprooted the carom, and the bird didn't do that.
You're chayav to be uprooting this.
Again, let's listen to what the case was. Let's not tell the Amira what to say. The Amira said you planted an onion in a karam. And then it's usher. And then you came and uprooted the karam. Whether you did it because of frumkeit, whether you did it because of convenience, I don't care. The rest of the onion that grows is mutter. Because it's no longer a karam there.
I wasn't even talking about that kind of case.
But that's the case of the Amira.
Yeah, I understand.
That's Gedulei Heter, but it was created by you uprooting the Karam.
Yeah.
Here, in Shemitah, you planted Shemitah. It becomes Heter. The Gedulei Heter happened naturally. Didn't take an action. Dr. Rush. Shanya Shvias, by the way, the Ran doesn't learn this way. Rabbeinu Archgrove will not learn this way, probably.
Don't even look.
Exactly. And this whole sugya. The one who's missing now is going to have to make this up with Abeinu Archko, and he's going to have a lot of problems. The person who's not here, which I don't know who he is. Shanya, what? Unless he's on the phone. Shanya Shvias. That's considered muksta. Me'atzman means by itself. The Gedulei Heter Malam is Av Arlo Kiliat Karim. This can't happen without a human action. By Arla, because he grafted it. That action is like Mavatris of the Chatchila. Hilkach, therefore, Eng Pulamalam is it. Yeah. The Rush is just saying what I said. That those two things required an action. So you created the Gedulei Hetzer. Where do you want me to start from? Again. Kalimer. Ba'idim Mechubar Lekarka, by Shemitah, while it's still attached to the ground, Yaitzim Mehetzer Liyitzer. It turns from Hetzer into Yitzer, if it's six going into seven. Sheyaitzim Meshishus Lishvias. That would be the case of six going into seven. V'cheim Yitzer Lehetzer, Mishvias Lishminas. It would turn from Yitzer to Hetzer when it goes into the eighth year. V'hoyo V'yitzer V'hetzer Misarvim Me'atzmam. Since they get mixed up on its own, Chashvina Lumu Rabim, we consider it right away a mixture. And when you have a mixture, Yitzer Hetzer, Malanes Yitzer. The growth can be mavat to the Yitzer. Ava Arla Bekili Akaram. She Epsher, it's impossible this Arab Yachat Issevehetem Yatzmai. This would not have happened by itself, the Mechuber while it's attached. Beloy Maisi Deyadam, without an action by a human. Now the Rush explains the actions. Higamba Arla, Shaideisha Sivcha Biskena. He attached it to an old tree. Ubeklayim, Aide Akira Sakara. He uprooted the Karam. Loy Chashmina Lumuradim, it's not mixed naturally. He created this mixture. But Dami Lamabata Isabidayim, Hilkach Engdulamalam is it. So they banned it because they consider him creating this mixture and therefore they consider it a mixture. It's like Mabata Isalakatrila. What?
This doesn't affect
this raya. It is. So it's not a kashin Rabbi Edison. It's a raya in a case of natural. You're right. The raya is there in a case of natural. But it's not a kasha of the Swam Aroim, because they were not talking about natural. But it would answer Yishmael Shaila. Yishmael Ishkrayama, the famous Yishmael, who asked the Shaila, this price is a proof to his Shaila. He was talking about an onion that grew naturally. This price would be an exact proof. No way out. Whoops. Somebody can do that themselves. No, I'm worried about the clock. I'm not worried about the time. I have to be more careful. My banging.
It's all right, Rebbe.
My banging. Okay. Frank the Gemara. So the Gemara is not satisfied with this tarot because it's going to find a brisa that has a natural mixture and it's not batum. So here we are going to have a question on the answer, which means basically we're going to ask a contradiction in brises. But your answer was natural is a bottle. I'll show you a brise that it says natural is not a bottle. So again, we're proceeding with this answer, but we're running into a problem. The answer is going to be accepted at least to where I'm prepared. But the Gemara is now asking a question on the answer because I have another brise that's a natural mixture. He didn't do an action to create the mixture, and still it's not bottle.
Are we still on the subject of Rabbi
Yochanan? Well, we answered Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Anderson. We're off the subject, unless we disprove this answer. If we disprove this answer, then we're back to the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Anderson. Except there'll be a contradiction in Brises. They can always say they hold like the other Brises.
So this concept of Karka, we're going
to... We're now questioning the concept of Karka.
Except, mean the natural.
Yeah, Karka was the way the Gemara called it. But Talosah, Isurah de Karka, Betulasa Name de Karka. That's how the Gemara, according to the Rush, that meant natural. Zuck the Gemara by Meister. We have a case of Meister, the Tanya. I'm sorry. The Isurah de Karka, Vein Betulasa de Karka. There the Yisur happens in the ground by planting it, and it does not become Batul. Even though it's natural. The Tanya. And we're going to bring a brisa. We haven't had this brisa before. Litra Meiser Tevel. A guy has Meiser Rishon. He gave it to the Levi. He's supposed to give Trumas Meiser. Right? Or he didn't give it to the Levi yet. But it's Meiser. He called it Meiserishin. Truma's Meiser was not taken, so it's a Tevel. It's a level of Tevel. It had Truma's taken, it had Meiser's taken, didn't have Truma's Meiser taken. So it's not ready to go yet. It's still Usser. Everything that you didn't separate, we call Tevel. You have to separate Truma, Meiserishin, Meisersheni. If you didn't separate any of the ones, it's still Tevel. It still has something else to be separated. Truma's Meiser, these are all obligations to do, and if it's not done, it's Tevel. So the word Tevel has many meanings. It can be Tevel that nothing was separated. It can be Tevel after Truma was separated. It can be Tevel after Meiserishin was separated. It can be Tevel after Meiserishin was separated. If you haven't separated Truma's Meiser from the Meiserishin. It's all called Tevel. It's different levels of Tevel. No, Demai means you don't know if everything was separated. Here we know it wasn't separated. This is Tevel. The word Tevel is a generic word. Means not all that was separated was separated. Maybe nothing was separated. Maybe some was separated. Maybe most were separated. As long as all weren't separated, it means Tevel.
Same level of Isser.
Same level of Isser.
Can't eat it.
So when I use the word Tevel here, it's not the same Tevel that we had before. Before we had Tevel that wasn't separated at all. Here we're talking about a guy that's planted Meiser. It just didn't take off Truma's Meiser. So that's Tevel. Yes. Litra Meiser Tevel Shazara Bekarka. Veshmicha. It grew. And now there's a lot of Gedulim here. And the Gedulim didn't have Truma's Meiser taken off of them.
Zarakala or not Zarakala?
At this point, either one. Doesn't say. Vari Kasher Litrin. And this one litra has now grown into 10. The Gedulim and the Iker together make 10. Means it grew 9 times as much as you started. You started with 1, and now when you harvest, you have 10. Chayeves b'maiser b'shvias. You have to give Meiser off the whole thing. And if it's Shemitah this year, when it grew, all of it's considered Shemitah. All 10. That part's great. That means the Gedulim were Mavato the Hikar. Everything. Meiser just doesn't mean Meiser. Everything. You start. I haven't said enough to ask any questions. You start from scratch. Here is the problem. The Oysa Litra, Meiser Alami Malkam Achel Lufi Cheshbon. But you have the original Litra Meiser that needs to be taken Trumas Meiser. And that's not Batel. It's Batel partially that you have to take new stuff off of it. But it's not Batel. You're still obligated to give Trumas Meiser to the Kayan of the original Litra.
So what happened
to Batel?
What? What's your rule that it's
Batul? Well, it's Batul the fact that I give Meiser from the all 10, even though one already had Meiser taken off, and one had Truma taken off. But I have to do it again, because that's Batul. But I have to give Truma's Meiser off one of them, because that wasn't Batul. Now, this is natural. What grew in the ground was natural. There was nothing here that made an action that created the Gedulei Heter. It was a natural growth. And yet it says that I still have to give Truma Smeiser from that litra. I don't say that litra is batul and it's as if it never existed.
Is there a problem?
It's Heter al-Isser. And still it says it's not batul.
On the Truma
Smeiser. On the Truma Smeiser.
From somewhere else. What's the
now, Meiser, you can't take it from here, but you have to know you're taking it from that one. You don't know where that one is. On that one. You can't take it from this mixture, because which is the one that was didn't have the Trumas Meiser taken off of it?
Okay.
You have to take it from a different place. Meiser. You have other Meiser that needs Trumas Meiser taken. And say, I'm taking extra for that litra. That's what it says to do, which is fine. Except why? It's natural to be batul. It shouldn't need Truma's Meiser separated. Yes?
Is this happening during the Shemitah year?
Nothing. In one case, yes. In one case, not.
Okay.
Says the Meiser, Ubishvias. If it's Shmita year, it's Shmita. If it's not Shmita year,
so,
you chayv a Meiser.
So if it's Shmita year, where do you get other crops to pay for the Truma and Meiser? In other words, it's Shmita, it doesn't belong to you, whatever new growth is.
Again, so you're not chayv a Meiser if it's a Shmita year.
No, but you're doing it on last year's, on the 6 years.
Again, the Truma's Meiser, you have to take 6 year stuff to separate the Trumas Meiser off the one that was a 6 year plant.
Okay, so in other words, he's not taken from a new.
There is no new Tefker. In the year of Shemitah. But the year of Meiser has nothing to do with Shemitah. Chayav is the Meiser if it's not Shemitah. Or B'Shvias if it is Shemitah.
So B'Shvias has to take from last year's.
He has to because what he planted was last year's.
And so he has to use that to make it.
That might not the new. The new is not higher.
The new, the last year stuff.
Yes. Yes, after.
So we are assuming that this mixture is the equivalent of a liquid, and it becomes homogenous.
No. I mean, you can do a little bit of if you hold it's bottle. I don't know why. No. When you mix it.
Right.
No, but you don't know which one it is. You need ripe. You don't need 60.
The Russians, he's talking to the Russians. Idea last time we had Nika Mikla Luka Zakarka. Remember, it's all in the world in the
again. We're not getting it's not negating this. You want to learn that way, you can learn that way. All it's saying is it's not Batu. Kedumah, we're not about to
anchor. So you can't take from the UV because
no, you can't. No, because that's just a what's the name again? Kedumah remain Heter. We always said that to Rosh Hashita all the time. Kedumah do not become Aser. He said that at the beginning of the sugya.
But we're now mixing.
Right.
And so I didn't bottle as far as mixing.
Why is it a bottle as far as mixing?
Yeah.
Meaning it should be bottle chat betrayed. You shouldn't have to give Truma Smeiser. Because Tevel is not bottle. We'll find why tomorrow.
No,
Tevel is never bottle.
Right. I thought it was because of death penalty.
No, nothing to do because of that. So let's leave it for tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.